The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph from the base teaches us that Melech, the king, had two Sifrei Torah. And one of the Sifrei Torah says, the Gemara, Achash Yoytze V'Nechnasas Imoy, that the Sifrei Torah went with the Kohen, went with the Melech wherever he goes. So the Mefarshim ask that the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph teaches us when it speaks about the halachas of the kavod that we have to give a Sefer Torah, says one has to be extremely careful that one should not move a Sefer Torah where he puts the Sefer Torah. So how is it possible that the melech should wear the Sefer Torah as a kameya and carry it wherever he wants? So the Rashash, because of this question, suggests that this wasn't the Sefer Torah that the Gemara says that the Melech wore all of the time wasn't a full Sefer Torah. It only had certain mitzvahs, the key mitzvahs that the Melech has to remember written in it. Just like he says, the pasuk says, "V'kusafta l'avonim as kol divrei haTorah azois." It doesn't mean the entire Sefer Torah. It means just key parts of the Sefer Torah. Here too, it doesn't mean the whole Sefer Torah. It's only key parts of the Sefer Torah that the Melech wore. And if it's not a whole Sefer Torah, that is permissible. And in fact, based on this understanding, there's a tshuva in the Shas Tshuvas Igros Moshe, Yerodeya Chelik Bey Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. If someone is allowed to wear a mezuzah around his neck as a necklace, so he says that if our Gemara teaches us that the Sefer Torah that the Melech wrote was made into Tameya, into Kameya, with Toil Bezroya, and is hung in his hand, so too it seems that why shouldn't everybody be allowed to wear such a mezuzah around his neck? Of course, it would have to be treated with the proper respect. And in fact, in a tshuva, in the Shas Tshuvas Marsham, Chela Gimel Simen Shin Nun Zayin, he has this question that somebody has this type of a necklace or whatever, and now the question is, is he allowed to go into the bathroom? So he says that if it's kiss b'toich kiss, if it's double wrapped, then it would be mutter to go into the bathroom. Otherwise, one would have to be careful. It's also noteworthy to point out that the Magen Avraham asks a question. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, in describing the death of David HaMelech, so the Gemara says that David HaMelech knew that he was going to die, going to be Nifter on Shabbos. So what he used to do was spend every Shabbos the whole day studying and learning. But then there was a noise, and David HaMelech got up to investigate what was happening, and the staircase collapsed under him, and that's why he passed away. And the Gemara says they came to ask Shlomo HaMelech a question. David HaMelech passed away, and a nifter is muksa on Shabbos, and how could he be moved? And the Gemara says, what about his clothing? His clothing are muksa. So the Gemara says that, yes, the clothing of a king are prohibited for anyone to wear besides the king. And therefore, the king, those clothing were muksa as well. Ask the Marsham, but if we're learning in our Gemara that every king had a Sefer Torah around his wrist, around his arm, so the Sefer Torah that David HaMelech was wearing was a muksa, so why could they have not moved David HaMelech because of that Sefer Torah? So the Masham, so Rav Shalom Shvadron, so he wants to suggest that the Sefer Torah of a Melech may not be read by another, by a Hedget. The Sefer Torah of a Melech is still only permissible for a Melech. So asks his grandson, Rav Shalom Shvadron Zatzal, but even if it's mutter, only mutter for another melech, so Shlomo Melech was going to be the successor of David HaMelech. And since Shlomo HaMelech was going to be the successor of David HaMelech, so yes, we're learning that the Sefer Torah that's written specifically for the king may only be used for a king, and David HaMelech is no longer alive, but Shlomo HaMelech, who was immediately appointed as his successor, is alive. So there's a use for that Sefer Torah. So I saw that Rabbi Avadia Yosef, in the Shas of Tshuvas, Yebeya Oymer, Yoredeya Chelek Dalet Simen Lamed Aleph Sif Vav, answers, yes, Shlomo HaMelech was a successor, a king, and he's allowed to use the Sefer Torah of another king, of his father, David HaMelech. But at that point, Shlomo HaMelech was an Oinei. And an Oinei is not allowed to learn Torah. Even on Shabbos, where it's not, where all the Hilchos Avelos don't apply, but learning Torah may not be done because that's Dvarim Shebet Zinah. And since Shlomo HaMelech was an Oinei, so he can't use the Sefer Torah. So now, again, the Sefer Torah was considered muksa, and because it was considered muksa, they had to come up with another way to be able to transport David HaMelech on Shabbos, because the Nifter is muksa. However, what is very clear, as we're going to learn now, is that one is not allowed to move, transport a Sefer Torah. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, Sif Yudalit, teaches us, Bnei Adam HaChavushim Beis HaSurim, if people are Rachman al Tzlon in jail, Eim Mavim Etzlam Sefer Torah Filib Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We may not bring to them a Sefer Torah, even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because one may not move a Sefer Torah. So the question here is, here Al Gemara teaches us how the Sefer Torah, how the king wore the Sefer Torah all of the time. So again, if we go back to the approach of the Rishash, it's not such a big question because it wasn't a whole Sefer Torah. But that's not Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. So we need to understand this halacha. When may one move a Sefer Torah, transport a Sefer Torah, when one may not? If we look in the Bir Halacha, in Kuf Lamed Hei, on this Sif that we just read, the Bir Halacha seems to take somewhat a more lenient approach. He says that if we're moving the Sefer Torah in a situation of an onus, where people have to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Sefer Torah. And there's no way for them to be mekayim the mitzvah without bringing the Sefer Torah to them. The Mishnah Berurah particularly, he says, if it's on behalf of a minyan, or it's behalf of a godel, Adam godel, he takes a much more lenient approach. So, according to that understanding, we could understand our Gemara as well. Our Gemara, again, as the Torah wants the Melech, as we're learning in our Sugya, to have a second Sefer Torah, the Kossel or Mishnah Sefer Torah Azois, that he should have the second Sefer Torah, the Hoysi Imot should be with him all the time. So this is all part of that. But I do have to indicate that if you look in the Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar takes a much stricter approach to reading, to moving a Sefer Torah. I saw that there was once, this was quite common in Europe, where they had the large shul, and heating a shul on was very difficult. They didn't have modern heating systems and very expensive. And the Sefer Torah were in the main shul, but in the winter, they didn't daven in the main shul. They davened in one of these small side rooms. And the Divrei Chaim said, better that they should miss Kriyas HaTorah or go into that very cold, big shul, but not carry a Sefer Torah from place to place. And there's a tshuva from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, and the Shalos Tshuva Silmas Chaim Simon Kuf Mem Vav, where there's a shul and they formed a minyan in the Ezra's Noshim, and now they have to lane. It's a Monday, it's a Thursday. And the question was, should they bring the Sefer Torah to the Ezra's Noshim? And he said that it's better to wait until they could go into the main shul and lane, even though then versus bringing a Sefer Torah to where they are. Certainly, in certain shuls, they take the Sefer Torah out to the sukkah, to a chotzer. It's not so poshut that it's mutter. I did say that there are some poskim that say if that's the way the shul is built, that that's where they always have minyanim. Maybe it could be more lenient. But I did say that the Shas HaTshuvas Kinyan Torah, Chelik Dalet Simen Tazayin, the Tshuvas Van Hoggis, Chelik Beis Simen Zayin, say that if you have a shul that has a main room and then it has side rooms where also minyanim take place, the right thing to do is they should build a separate Aron Kodesh in every one of those side rooms that will have a Sefer Torah all the time, or at least have them there all day, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, rather than transporting a Sefer Torah back to back. Moreover, Ramoshin, the Shalos HaTshuvas Igros Moshe Yerodei Chelik Beis Simen Tzadik Aleph, says that when we speak about the Isser of moving a Sefer Torah, that Isser applies not just if you're just carrying a Sefer Torah, even if you're carrying a Sefer Torah in the Aron, says Rav Moshe, that is also included in the issue that we're discussing here, that one should not transport a Sefer Torah only very reluctantly, only under special circumstances that we will continue to discuss.